The head of the Future Submarine Program has assured local defence companies he's serious about maximising their involvement in the $50 billion project. Across Australian industry, there are concerns that foreign suppliers are being favoured for lucrative contracts on large military acquisitions. Here's our defence correspondent, Andrew Green.
At Fremantle's Esplanade Hotel, some of the country's leading defence figures last night watched on as school students tested model submarines in a swimming pool. In coming decades, these subs in schools participants could possibly serve at sea on board one of Australia's yet-to-be-built attack-class submarines. Rear Admiral Greg Sammet is in charge of the $50 billion program and has given a formal update at this week's Submarine Institute of Australia conference.
We aim to maximise Australian industry involvement in the program, which underpins the way we're going to get enduring sovereign control over our submarine capability.
In recent weeks, local defence suppliers have accused Naval Group, the French company chosen to design Australia's future submarines, of selecting other French companies for lucrative work. Lester Sutton is the national chairman of the Australian Defence Industry Network, representing local small to medium enterprises. He believes not enough is being done to ensure the Australian Industry Capability Plan is being met.
Making sure that that knowledge, know-how, is transferred to Australia and then forms the basis of jobs for our children and our grandchildren for the next 50 years that these projects are going to be going.
Defence Industry Minister Melissa Price was unavailable for interview, but in a statement she's told AM,
I've spoken to every large defence contractor delivering our major acquisition projects and made it crystal clear they have an obligation to partner with as many Aussie businesses as possible.
I'll tell you, I've not met one company that I've had discussions with, even the ones that have been announced as winning work on various programs, that have got the amount of work that they are expecting when they went into the process.
That's the Australian Industry and Defence Network's Lester Sutton ending Andrew Green's report.